Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the new sitcom Splitting Up Together, actor Oliver Hudson. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. When I first heard the title, I thought it was so funny because all of a sudden you get it.
Yeah.
And congrats, by the way.
Thank you
for a second season.
Thank you very much.
And everyone's got to be excited.
Yeah, everyone's pumped. I mean, it's a rarity these days when you get even a season, let alone two. And then if you can continue that, I mean, it's a funny landscape we're in TV right now. So we're all pumped. We're all excited.
For those who may not be familiar, break down the show for us.
It's a divorced couple who've got three kids and they are financially, you know, can't afford to be apart. They're upside down on their house, so they have to live together. So when it's your week on, you're in the main house and it's your style, parenting style, and it's your rules. And when you are, it's your off week, you're in the detached garage and you're single and free to do whatever the hell you want to do.
I actually know two examples of this in real life, not necessarily where they're living in the guest house, but where the kids don't move and they stay in the main house and then the people go
off. That's the new thing now.
That's the new, I mean, I guess if you can afford it, right?
It is, right, exactly. And this particular couple can't, so they have to make do. But yeah, it's called bird nesting. There's an actual term for it, which I've learned since doing the show. And
have you found any other people that...
Oh my God, every time we talk about this show, it's like, oh, I know somebody who is in this situation or I am in this situation. You know, a good 10% of our crew was in this situation.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is it for just to not disrupt the kids' rhythm? And
yeah, and it makes sense, kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I hope I never have to deal with this. But
right.
If that day ever comes, you know what I mean? Like... why have the kids move back and forth? I was a product of divorce, and it wasn't easy packing your suitcases up and going to dad's and then coming to mom's. And why not keep you in the house and the parents who are adults can figure out?
Much smarter deal.
Yeah.
And Jenna Fisher plays your your
she's
ex-wife.
Great.
She's fun. She's been in here a few times.
Yeah, she's good. I love her.
How was it working with her?
Amazing. I mean, initially, you know, on that first, for that first test that we had together, and we knew, you know, the chemistry was there, and it was just something that I'd never experienced before with another actor. I mean, it was like sort of instantaneous, and it carried over, and she's great and fun, and it's funny. It's funny because, you know, I've worked for a while now and this is so adult, you know, usually you're on set and I'm on like Dawson's Creek or something in my mid 20s and everyone's like, all right, where are we going out? Where are we going to go drink? And now it's like, oh, kids in school. And what are you guys having for dinner tonight? Probably chicken nuggets and some mac and cheese. You know, I mean, this is what life has become
real
now on set.
Life,
things have changed.
I'm at that same wavelength right now, man. So I feel you. So, you have kids in real life?
Yeah, I have three.
You have three?
Yeah,
what ages?
10, 8, and 5. Two boys and a little girl.
Oh, God bless you. Wow.
Yeah,
so that house is getting chaotic or if not
already.
Oh,
it's nuts, dude. It's nuts. We're remodeling right now because I live in like a children's frat house. I mean, I let them take over and the couches are all screwed up. The dogs have eaten the cushions. They've pissed everywhere. Not the kids. They're potty trained. The dogs. But I need an adult home now. And they're getting to that age where it's like, all right, this is it. You guys need to respect the home.
Little toys everywhere.
Oh,
the crevices.
Everywhere. I mean, it's crazy. And I like that. You know, I mean, I want my kids to enjoy the house the way we do. I don't want to section them off. You know what I mean? But now it's time to have an adult home.
You're right, though, because my wife and I were talking, and she, like, wanted to get this new cat. I'm like, honey, why right now? They're going to just demo it.
Exactly.
And so why
spend a stupid amount of money on furniture when it's going to get ruined with a pen or something
that
or a spill or whatever.
Yeah. Is it true that you were nearly cast on This Is Us, but you went fishing instead? Is that a true story?
Yeah. I it was crazy. I mean, it just shows my priorities. I mean, I probably should never have told this story, but yeah.
They seem straight to me. I love fishing.
No, I mean, that's my passion. I grew up doing it. I have a boat. I have a boat here. I mean, I love
freshwater
to fish.
Or saltwater?
Both. I've been fly fishing since I was a kid and ocean fishing, big time ocean fishing.
Nice.
And yeah, man, I read for the part and it went very well. And I loved the script when I first read it. And my agent said, yeah, okay, cool. You did great. They want to test you. They want a chemistry read you. With Mandy Moore, and I said, oh, cool, when is that? And they gave me the date, and I said, oh, that's my fishing trip. I mean, that's when I'm supposed to go out to sea for 10 days.
Where were you going?
And catch big tuna. I go out of San Diego, and we go down south, you know, as far as Cabo, and you fish your way down, and you fish your way up.
Oh,
and
yeah, all the way to La Paz.
Yeah, it's yellowfin tuna.
Yeah. And, yes, great fishing.
You know, yellowtail and Dorado and all that stuff. And I said, you know, this is what I want to do, and I I will remember this on my deathbed. You know what I mean? I'll remember that 207. I'll remember the 271 pound tuna that I caught. And I said, no, I did not test for This Is Us.
Did you catch anything notable?
I did. I caught a 200. I caught my biggest fish.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah. No, it was worth
it. And things are working out well. Exactly. Good sitcom.
That's
the
funny thing about life. You know what I mean? And by the way, who knows if I would have even gotten a job, you know? But yes, I did not do the test.
It all works out. That's a great story right there. And speaking of kids, your sister Kate's expecting again.
Yeah.
What kind of uncle are you to her kids?
I'm a good uncle. I let them do more than she allows them to do. Kate's a little tougher than I am. Kate's a little more strict than I am. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, she's a little more fearful that they're going to get hurt and her boys, you know, and I'm like, come over to my house, like get hurt. And this is what you're supposed to do. But I'm great. She's great. We're a super, super tight family. Very tight.
That's
we
cool.
all live 10 minutes from each other.
Oh, that's the best.
You know, we're actually going to be moving to my sister's house while we're remodeling. So we're excited.
Oh, nice.
And we can't wait for a new girl. This is the most exciting news because we've got my little daughter Rio and that's it, and now we've got another little girl coming in, so we're happy.
Little playmate right
there.
Are you the disciplinarian and you're with your kids or
I think you need both, you know what I mean?
I gotta be on the same team.
No, you do, but here's what I think that we coddle our children too much these days.
I'm with you.
I really do. Now, I think they respect discipline. They want direction. They need
Amen,
that. They
absolutely.
Crave it, and they love you for it, mm-hmm. you know, rather than, oh, well, how did that make you feel? Yeah. No, forget how that made you
they
feel.
They don't need a pal.
It has nothing to do with this right now.
Right.
This was wrong, and this is right, and you were wrong, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's sort of how I do my thing. But on the flip side, the kids need the freedom to make mistakes and express themselves and fail. So you got to walk that line, you know.
I always say it's a dictatorship, not a democracy, and I'm Fidel Castro.
That's right.
It's true, man. And I read you're rekindling your relationship with your dad.
Yeah. That was crazy. So through a crazy, you know, Instagram post that a joke saying Happy Abandonment Day 2 years ago with a picture of my dad and my kids.
I remember that.
It was just, I have a dark sense of humor and I said this would be funny and I thought that was going to be that, but it got picked up by the press and then it blew up into this thing. And, you know, then he went out into the Daily Mail and was saying he's dead to me. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to call him and we're going to talk about this because this is crazy.
Yeah.
And we did. And then we had breakfast and it was a really great 3 hours. And then 3 weeks ago we had lunch, which was so much fun. We had a few beers and talked for the first time without having to worry about why.
Yeah.
We said, let's just have a father-son conversation. And it was really, amazing. It was really great. So it's funny how things come around, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, I'm sure, I mean, very proud of his kids, I gotta imagine.
Yeah,
no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's circumstances all over the place. You know, there's reasons for everything. And, you know, he had a bad rap as his dad bailed on him. My dad bailed on me. And we had a conversation as two people who were in the same situation. Forget that we're father and son for a second.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I can relate to you. Your dad left you. And hey, guess what? My dad left me. Yeah, he happened to be you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have compassion for you and you have compassion for me. And we related on a different level. And then, you know, I'm 41, man. It's time to get rid of all the anger and all the animosity. And
good for you. That's
you know,
big of you. Yeah, that's great. And now, so man to man, you can appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I had the best time with him. I mean, really an amazing, amazing time.
Right on, man.
Yeah,
that's
it
good
was
to hear.
Good. It was great. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
George Michael, Father Figure.
Okay.
I just sang it at the upfronts too, which is crazy.
You did?
Oh yeah, Channing, the head of ABC, was in this karaoke room. I'm like, I give her a little, treat.
That's kind of a slow jam too.
I'm gonna give her a little Father Figure.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. Last show you binge watched?
Handmaid's Tale. Amazing show.
I gotta catch up, man. There's so much.
It's just incredible.
Nickname growing up?
Schmoity. My mother called me Schmoity. I guess it's some Yiddish word. I don't know. She called me Schmoity.
Wait, is she Jewish? And I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
My dad's not Jewish. My mom is Jewish, which I guess makes me Jewish, you know.
Yeah.
And then I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess, you know, I'm not sure, but that seems to be it. So Schmoity is what she called me. You
okay.
know.
Schmoity. All right. Celebrity crush growing up.
Nicole Eggert. Oh my God.
See? We're this Charles in Charge?
Oh my God.
So it was always like Alyssa Milano, Nicole Eggert.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That same.
Oh,
yeah.
Nicole Eggert, I had a poster of her in my room. I mean, she was it for me. I was losing my mind over her. But I will say, Linda Carter.
Are you going old school?
Wonder
now?
Woman. Okay. Right. I was a kid and I didn't understand 2 and 3 dimensions. So when she was on screen, I remember this. I used to walk up to the TV and try to look down her thing. And I was like, oh, I couldn't. And I was like, I can't see it. What? I don't understand.
Why won't this work?
Yeah. I like that move right there. I like that.
You could have one superpower.
Oh, I'd probably fly. You know, but I wouldn't. I just
Superman style.
Yeah, or? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't save anybody. I just go fly.
It's just for fun.
I wouldn't be the superhero, yeah. But I just want to fly around.
Purely selfish reasons.
Yeah, I want to fly around just cruise.
Right,
you know?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Well, Splitting Up Together airs Tuesdays on ABC. You can follow him on Twitter at Oliver Hudson. Schmoidy,
yeah.
Thanks for stopping
by,
man.
Appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right.
Through.
Cool. On with Mario Lopez. Woo!